am Tamara Wallace with KFRM 550 AM, and I am with Clark Price with NCBA. Clark, how is the NCBA collaborating with the states to get with the to the customer?
Well, NCBA is actually the Federation Division of NCBA, which is part of the checkoff, the beef checkoff side of NCBA. It has a collaboration with the state beef councils individually around the nation that collaborate their dollars together to get those dollars making more of an impact, I guess, to our consumers that are really on our coast, east and west coast. So NCBA is doing the work for the states, basically, to reach those consumers.
And Clark, what's going on with the big beef checkoff with all the different programs?
Well, the programs that are really exciting to me today, I mean, we all know beef is what's for dinner, right? So that's been going, that's been around for quite some time. And hopefully we get everybody so familiar with that term that we say beef when they finish their sentence for us. But that's been a challenge for us to do that, get to that level at our consumers. And then the e-commerce side of it, things, our dollar is really, really not worth very much anymore compared to what it was in 1986. So we have to really use it efficiently as we can. And the e-commerce is something that's pretty reasonable to do. It doesn't cost a lot, and we can actually measure it very well. So when we do an e-commerce campaign with a retailer, we can actually see what effect that has on beef purchases at that actual retailer, actually in the moment. So it's really fast, and we know what we're getting for our dollar. And that really turns into about at least a $50 return for every dollar spent in beef purchases.
And Clark, can you tell us about the beef exports and what's going on there?
Yeah, the export business is down, obviously, from a year ago. I mean, we still got good beef exports, right? But because of the cost of the beef today, we're struggling a little more in getting exports out amongst the outside the nation. But we still have almost 15% of the beef product going outside of our country. And when we say that, it's a lot of the products we don't eat, right? It's the tongues, it's the livers, it's the kidneys, and the tripes, kind of stuff that we as Americans are not used to eating. So we really need our export markets to really be blossoming so we can maintain. Otherwise, if that product doesn't get exported, it ends up in rendering or in a dog food, something that's not as valuable.
I've been speaking with Clark Price with the NCBA, and I am Tamara Wallace reporting for KFRM 550 AM.